Your CFM morning crew, Mark and Juanita. Bits you may have missed.
From the Australian Yowie Research Centre, Dean Harrison, how you doing?
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, we noticed another sighting in Toowoomba the other day, and we were sort of researching a bit about this, Dean, on your website, and there has been numerous sightings around far north Queensland as well of Yowies.
Yeah. They're mainly, generally speaking, the majority of sightings are in the more vastly populated areas, such as the Blue Mountains, Sunshine Coast, etc. When we're looking at the sightings in far north Queensland, they're a lot more sparse because, I believe, because the population isn't quite as large, and we're not sort of spread out in the more remote areas. But there certainly have been some reports around Cairns. I think probably one of the most dramatic ones when we were contacted by a member of the emergency services back in 96. They had called out to an incident where they had found a woman who couldn't physically move. She was as white as a ghost and shaking uncontrollably. They had a medicator, and she'd walked this track out to the location called, I'm not very familiar with Cairns, but Barron River Falls. I don't know if you're familiar with that area.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently she'd walked this track, for the same track, same time every day for 7 years, and which is a common story. And then suddenly on this day she was confronted with one of these creatures.
Wow.
So they had to get her out of there. They had to medicate her, and she was a mess. And it really is a life-changing experience for so many of the witnesses. Like, we'll have some of the most hardened people get in contact with us, literally in tears. Truck drivers, farmers, and you often get the common theme where they'll say to you, I've been living on this farm for 40, 50 years. I've never seen anything strange until, in terms of a truck driver, I've been driving this route from Queensland to Victoria for the last 40 years. I've never seen anything strange until. So, it's just luck of the draw, right place at the right time, or in some respects, wrong place at the wrong time for some people.
Well, it does beg the question then, Dean, have you seen a Yowie? And if not, what made you start this research centre?
Oh, yeah, I've had many, many encounters myself. Of course I would, because, being in our position where, as the last 20 or so years, we get call-outs all up and down the east coast of Australia, and we find ourselves in the habitats where these things exist. I've had many. I've had a couple of pretty traumatic encounters. I've been in situations that I don't want to be in again. I think my first encounter was at Mount Tambourine in 95. We had one in our backyard. We backed onto rainforest at the time, and this thing at night time was basically just tearing the place apart. But the encounter that really got me into it is at Ormo, which is between Brisbane and the GC. I had an acreage there that was backing onto forest, and it's only by the grace of God that I did not go for a jog down this bush path at 11 o'clock at night, because if I had have done that, I wouldn't be sitting here right now talking to you.
Wow.
Oh, because I always thought from the encounters that we hear of that they're quite peace-loving creatures, and they don't seem to get violent.
Off they go into the forest. Yeah.
Oh, no. I've been on the business end too many times. For that. Look, in generally speaking, yes, but just like human nature, just like an animal nature, there's good and bad in everything. They're biological, of course. They're going to have their ups and downs, the good and the bad.
Yeah.
See, up until this day, I've never ever believed in Yowies, but hearing all the witness accounts and now talking to you, you sound pretty sane. Oh, I'm starting to turn and believe that there are Yowies.
And the thing I noticed too, Dean, in having a bit of a look around the internet, it goes right back into Aboriginal history, doesn't it? The Yowies and drawings and things like that.
Well, the thing is, the Aboriginals will tell you that the Yowie predates them, and they claim they've been here for 40,000 years.
Yeah.
So there, that begs the question of what is a Yowie, of course. And, well, all I can say is it's primitive. Whether you believe in evolution or we simply are what we are, they are very primitive. They resemble... if I canvass, say 1,000 reports we have I think the general description will be somewhere between a gorilla and Chewbacca from Star Wars. Funny enough, that one keeps coming up all the time.
Yeah, right. We've got to leave it there, Dean. Thank you so much. What an interesting chat, and I think I might be a believer. thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, guys. Bye.
Podcast the show now at 995cfm.com.au.